From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Martin Luther King Day was Monday, and in South Florida, there's another remembrance this time of year. Sunday was the annual commemoration of the Battles of the Loxahatchee. WLRN's Kate Stein tells us the event focused on the relationship between Native American Seminoles and Black Seminoles.
Loxahatchee River Battlefield Park in Jupiter is a memorial site for two battles in 1838 during the Second Seminole War. Seminole fighters defeated American troops in Powell's Battle on January 15th. 9 days later was Jessup's Battle, the last face-to-face confrontation of the Second Seminole War. 1,500 American troops defeated 300 Seminoles who fled into the Everglades. About half those Seminole fighters were Black.
The first war on slavery was not the Civil War, but it was the Seminole Wars.
Guy Bachman is president of the Loxahatchee Battlefield Preservationists.
A lot of Blacks were escaping off the plantations and coming into Florida, fighting for their freedom alongside the Seminole Nation.
Not only fighting for freedom, but becoming equal members of the tribe. Many Black Seminoles went west with Native Seminoles coerced out of Florida by the U.S. government. And Bachman says some of the escaped slaves and their descendants became chiefs.
And there were some very famous Black Seminoles. There was Abraham and a fellow by the name of John Horse.
But despite the prowess of Black Seminole leaders, echoes of Black slavery remained. Anthony Dixon is a Florida A&M University professor and author of the book Florida's Negro War. At the remembrance on Sunday, Dixon said Native Seminoles sometimes claimed Black Seminoles as slaves to keep them from being recaptured.
And so in order to keep their family intact, keep their community together, this was the only way that the U.S. government would leave them alone.
In some cases, Native Seminoles who had married Blacks had to claim their spouses and children as slaves. And sometimes, relations between Black and Native Seminoles verged on separate but equal.
It was two nations within a nation. Agriculturally, they existed in what they called the three farms. There was a Native American field, there was a Black Seminole field, and then there was a third field that they had, what they called a tribute field.
The groups worked together in the tribute field, but most of the proceeds from that field went to the Native Seminoles.
Because they were protecting against the government at that time.
Joe Torres is a minister and West Palm Beach resident. He's Black, Puerto Rican, and Seminole, and says some of his ancestors died fighting in the Second Seminole War. Torres comes every year to this remembrance in gratitude to all the fighters, Native and Black, who died.
And it's something to be thankful that these troops dedicate their lives and they lost their lives for this. So every year we come and honor them and give them praise and basically give them thanks for the life that they have showed to us.
Billy Hicks lives in Jupiter. He's come to the ceremony for years, and he says despite a recent stroke, he walks in the park almost every day.
My kids walked and prayed in his park in the woods, and they even camped out. It's been a special park for us.
Hicks is part Cherokee, but says he keeps coming in solidarity with the Seminoles who lost their lives here.
The Cherokees were forced to go to Oklahoma, and that was wrong, too. I come out every day and walk and spend some time. And that gives me closure.
Torres, the minister, sang at Sunday's ceremony.
And I know she ain't gonna come right here in Loxahatchee. It's been too.
A reenactment of Jessup's battle is set for January 28th at Loxahatchee River Battlefield Park in Jupiter. I'm Kate Stein. In Miami.
I don't know what's up there beyond the sky, but it's been a long time coming, and I know, Lord, I know change gonna come.
This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.